Yo, what's up? It's Overslept with Chris Laker, episode 110. I'm in Cleveland. I didn't just wake up. It's 8:41. I've been up for like fucking 2 hours. I can't sleep for shit. I was like trying to get back to sleep. For some reason, I just got up and took a walk because I didn't want to just like be in bed at like 6:30 in the morning, like babbling next to Jacqueline recording a podcast, and then I just kind of didn't do it till now. So, whatever. But I took a stroll around the streets of Cleveland at 8 in the morning, and there's nobody out there. There's like a few people. You see, I saw maybe 15 people in the middle of downtown. Maybe I'm in the wrong part. I don't know. It felt like I'm in the middle of downtown. I saw a few people in work shirt, dress shirt, button-down shirt, whatever you call it. You know, business casual. And it's Friday. Long weekend Friday. They don't have casual Friday at their office. That's a bummer. I still fucking love that shit. Wear jeans to work. Not have to tuck in my shirt. Sneakers, wear sneakers. Oh man, I would just, when I worked in an office, I would fall asleep in my clothes on Thursday night and just get up and go on Friday. That's my move. Just wake up dressed for that's casual Friday. Not these assholes still wearing khakis and a polo shirt, some kind of boat shoe. No way, man. I pushed the limits of that shit. I also never used an iron. Everything was wrinkled as shit, and I didn't care. And I refused to buy good clothes because I wouldn't want to spend money on my work clothes, my accounting clothes. So everything was. All my khakis and shit were from Target or JCPenney. I don't think I ever went down as low as Kmart, but I should have. And my shoes were Payless, and I would wear them until there was holes in them, and I would never even think of polishing them. They were always just scuffed up and shitty looking. I don't know how the hell I lasted as long as I did that gig. Well, my first job, I would use an iron. I still was wearing some shitty clothes. Towards the end of that, I was there too. The last job was 4 years, and I did not give a fuck every second. That was a hell of a game of chicken I played with those people. 4 years. Then I was escorted out of the building. I think I won. I should have. My plan was, what I thought it was about to go down, was I was going to tell them I had to go to rehab. I really think that's, if you ever feel like you're about to get fired, that's my suggestion. Feel like it's coming, like the walls are closing in on you. You've been fucking up a lot. They've been going to your boss's office. Tell them you're an alcoholic. Alcoholic people have sympathy for. I would say cokehead. People have sympathy for people that do drugs. You know, even though you're you got the balls, and it's a felony. It's a felony to do cocaine. But it is so legal to be a fucking hopeless alcoholic. And people feel bad for you because they all have alcoholics in their family and stuff. And it's a disease. And go to rehab. Just go. It's fun. You take some time off of work. They'll give you some paid time off. You might be using up all your vacation, but it's worth it. And then you hang out in rehab. Go to a nice one. Treat yourself. And that's my advice. But I miscalculated. Thought I had a little more time than I did. Didn't pull the trigger on that plan. It would have been pretty ballsy. Well, because they, I should have went for it. I could have got away with that thing. But all worked out. It was a good time to get fired, because unemployment was flowing back in 2010. They were just, it was all over the place. It's a sweet deal. Good ride. Oh, man. So, I don't know. Check out the news, I guess. That fucking body slammer dude won in Montana, which has got people pretty up in arms. I don't know, what do you expect out of Montana? I mean, who thought he was, how did you think he was going to lose? He body slammed the guy. People love that shit. You're not supposed to do it. But then all these dudes that wished they were tough guys, that think they're tough guys, I sort of, a lot of men like that they're tough guys. I sort of think it, and I'm not one. I couldn't fight anybody, but I'll yell at motherfuckers, and I'll be like, look at that guy. He's a pussy. Dude, what are we going to fight? We're going to fight. Pussy. Such a stupid word. I don't really use it anymore because I think it's, you know, it's wrong to, you know, and it's been pointed out by many people that the balls are actually a lot. A vagina is pretty durable stuff, you know. It's pretty tough. And testicles are way more sensitive. So it kind of doesn't even make sense to call somebody a pussy, but you know what it means. Because if you go outside for that term to call somebody, like, I guess you call them weak, that's a real, man, that hurts. That hurts to say that to somebody. You're weak. That's worse than pussy, because that's just like a child's, like, thing. You yell that. Your kid. But it's like you want to, because otherwise you get into some kind of homophobic shit. Even if, because sissy, that's kind of homophobic and misogynistic, although homophobia is also misogyny at the same time. Kind of. But whatever, people love this. The Montana loves a body slammer. So there you have. And the press is bad because they listen to Fox News, which is the press. So, but that's, it's all over. If it was, I mean, I don't think I'm so special that I'm going to get to see the end of the world or humanity, not the end of the world. The world will be fine. Human beings. But maybe the end of, maybe it's the end of something. Which, at least you get to see it. For-profit jail is accused of ignoring man's pleas for medical help before death. for-profit prisons seem to be bullshit. And of course, yeah, what? Well, they make money if they live, but I don't know, maybe they get some money, maybe they get some death money. Jared Kushner under FBI scrutiny. Oh, Kush. You know, how could he? You mean, didn't you think he was going to be the best when we elected him? That fucking piece of shit. All right, don't talk about politics. Wells Fargo must guarantee class action settlement will fully pay customers, judge. I don't bank there, so I don't know nothing about it. It's a big bank, and it's bad. I get it. Several dead gunmen in Egypt. Several dead as gunmen in Egypt fire on bus carrying Coptic Christians. They're killing Christians over there in the Middle East. So I've heard. It's let's see. 26 people have been killed in Egypt after well, that sucks. I don't know. I can't read the whole thing. I know. He needs the headlines. There's too much news. You can't read everything. Not welcome here. Tarzan. Oh, yeah. I read that yesterday. I guess, am I too early for the news? I mean, it's all about this body slamming guy, and there's like, let me check out Apple News. How much? And then we'll get out of here. I'm recording through my phone. I didn't bring my recorder because it just takes too much space in my bag and I feel packing it. So if it sounds like shit, you know, and I probably won't be able to upload it till later because the Wi-Fi here stinks, but it'll get up eventually. Let's see what's trending stories on Apple News. Number one, Fox News. Big time backlash when all polling on Donald Trump is dismissed as fake. Are they turning on Trump? Because everybody is. Let's see. Fox News poll came out the other night, and Trump approval at 40%, down from 45% last month. 53% of his agenda is coming apart. 44. This is all. This is Fox News, because his approval rating is actually lower than that. Okay, well, yep. Fox News turns on him, it's going to be a problem. Emmanuel Macron swerves Donald Trump to hug Angela Merkel instead. Gave him the old fucking fake out. Made him look silly. Number three, CNN GOP leaders move to break healthcare gridlock. Fuck, man. Don't fuck with my shit, GOP. I got healthcare. Don't fuck with my shit. All right. I know. Their plan's supposed to be all fuck. I didn't read enough about it. I can't comment. But it doesn't sound good. And then, of course, body slam. Oh. A journalist was body slammed, but some conservatives want the news media to apologize. That's from the New York Times. Yes. All right. So there's all that shit. So I'm going to go. I didn't run yesterday because it was raining. So I think I hate a gym of any sort. But I guess I'm going to go into this hotel fitness center and run on a treadmill, which is not my favorite thing to do, but I'll run, try to get a streak going here. So I had 2 days in a row, and then I missed yesterday. And I don't know my way around Cleveland. I'm going to end up who knows where if I try to just randomly run around town. So I'm going to go hit the fitness center, and I'll talk to you fucks tomorrow. All right, until then, we love you.